APP homies, welcome to another episode of the Potential Podcast. Well, a Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. This is episode 13 if you count the trailer, and 12 if you don't. Welcome to another, well, actually, the last episode of Be Better Month.
Oh, sad.
So this month has been me trying to be better, not only in life in general, but at this podcasting thing. And I figure, use the platform to improve the platform. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I've been listening to pods that are just about being a better person or just bettering yourself in some way, form, or how, whether it just be through knowledge or actually just the podcast itself says be better. So that's what I've been doing. And yeah, just being better overall, if I'm honest, just trying to push ourselves, be out of our comfort zones, do something different. I have changed the format slightly with this month, as you've noticed, if you've been listening and watching, if you're a good friend and a good follower. But yeah, so I'm trying to give a little bit more of me as opposed to letting the script drive my direction and what I'm doing. It's twisty, it's a lot, and it's scary, but we're here and we're doing it. So yay. Cool. So let's get into it. The two podcasts that I'll be covering is The Psychology of Your 20s and How to Be a Better Human. These are two podcasts that have either been suggested to me by Spotify or by a friend. And I had a little bit of a listen and I'm like, these don't suck. I am not in my 20s, but that's none of your business. Okay, psychology is psychology. Suck it up, let it go. Okay, everybody needs to just... So anyway, but yeah, so these are the two I picked. So let's just get the admin out the way. Let me tell you about the podcast and then we can talk about the two episodes I picked. So the podcast name is Psychology in Your 20s. And the show concept is literally that. It's psychology of all things, especially even in your 20s. It is hosted by Jemima Sebeg. Literally, her surname is spelled S-B-E-G. So yes, it is hosted by Jemima Sebeg. Hope I said it right. Yeah, it's about on average 30 minutes to an hour, and she posts every Friday, which is quite cool. The other pod we're doing is How to Be a Better Human. The show's concept is insights and clear takeaways on how we can be better humans. It's actually really, really cool. It's hosted by a guy named Chris Duffy. He's a comedian. Maximum 40 minutes or so, which I actually quite like. I like them when they're a little under an hour because I sit there like, give me a little piece, but not too much, you know? Yeah, and he posts weekly. These are all really just cool. I've listened to them for my own purposes and my own reasons, but the two episodes that I've picked specifically were on topics that I'm like, let's unpack those as well, because this month I am trying to gain some knowledge as well as, you know, just listening to self-improvement stuff, because it's not all about self-help, but it's also about learning something and then figuring out what help you can get from it on your own without the people telling you what to do. So the first one from Psychology of Your 20s is gossip. So what Gemma has done in this episode is she just unpacks gossip in terms of the historical uses, just everything about gossip and why it is that we do what we do when we are gossiping. The one interesting thing that I did take from this was the fact that gossip was actually used as a way of communicating information and helping societies at a time, because obviously there was a time where you needed to communicate in a community about something that might be wrong or something that isn't doing what it's supposed to do, and gossip was the great way of communicating that information across the board. Obviously it is malicious sometimes, it does do what it needs, it does do some really bad things sometimes, but there are various layers and like things to think about with gossip, which I actually never thought about. It used to be used as a means of survival for a large group because, like I said, it was to convey necessary information. It was back in time when women didn't really have voices in the public, so this is how they would let their opinions be known, because they would use gossip, which I actually now think about it, I'm like, I mean, one could say I can gossip because I'm a woman, but now people actually listen to me. Case in point, I'm in front of camera by myself, so I can't really use that excuse. But, you know, and then, yeah, it also creates bonds between people. So all of these points actually led me on different paths. The thing that took me was the fact that it was used as a way for women to communicate their opinions at a time when their opinions weren't seen as important, which actually just makes me think about things like... how many things or how many movements were started because of gossip or chats and conversations that were had that weren't necessarily conveyed at a time. Another thing that was actually quite interesting that she had shared here was the fact that gossip is also used as a form of regulating societal, what's the word? I don't want to say agreements. Like a way of regulating what is accepted and what isn't accepted in society, which I never thought about, but it's true. Generally, when we gossip and when we have these conversations with people about other people and stuff like that, we're usually not talking about something we find acceptable. We're usually gossiping about something we don't. Or if we do say, no, I'm just telling you information that you actually didn't need about someone you don't need to know about, it's for their good, is it? Is it? So the reason I picked this episode is because obviously we all gossip, we all have gossip, we've all spoken about somebody or something that we shouldn't have, or about information that doesn't really need to be conveyed by you. And it made me think about how many times I have bonded with people over gossip. But it is one of those things where it's easy to bond with people over negative things because humans. I realize how many people I've grown maybe close friendships with just based on how much information we have on other people, which I guess is my own little thinking point and takeaway that I have to go and ponder in my own little corner. But I'm telling you so you hold me accountable. So we're here now. But yeah, the thing about that, about gossip that just kept rolling through my head is the fact that gossip has been used for good and for bad, but the end isn't necessarily justifying the means, you know? So as much as, cool, maybe you have said something that has led to something good happening, it doesn't necessarily mean that you walked in with that intention. And a lot of people, when it comes to gossip, don't always have that intention. So I think it's always interesting. Another thing she also mentioned was the fact that we react with guilt and enjoyment when we gossip. I thought about that and I was like, yes, we do. Like when you're gossiping, it feels good to talk about something you're not supposed to talk about to somebody you shouldn't be talking to about it, and it feels so nice. But that automatic feeling of guilt straight after it also is an indicator of something, and it actually flows into the next episode that I also brought in here. But when something doesn't feel right, there's something that isn't right. And I think there's something to be pondered there. So the next time you gossip, just think about it. Think about, what is it contributing? What is it doing? What is it adding? You know, and some people say, is it necessary? Is it good? Like there's a couple criterias. I don't remember the quote, but it's one of those. I like the, is it necessary? And if you ask yourself what you're saying, is it necessary to right now the context that you're currently having, the conversation you're currently having? If the answer is no, then don't say it. Find something else to talk about. I do actually also find, sorry, this is just something that came to me, but I also find that a lot of the time I turn to gossip when I have nothing to say about myself or I don't want to share about myself. And that's just me. I'm not saying this is everybody. This is not a general concept. It's not scientifically proven. I just know that that's my own reaction, is it's easy to relate to somebody when we're talking about somebody else that we both commonly know. But the minute you start talking about yourself, it becomes personal, it becomes real. And if anything, sometimes you become the object of that person's piece of gossip that they're going to share with someone else. So yeah, that's just something to think about. Do with it what you will. Anyway, the next episode. So from How to Be a Better Human, I chose the episode called The Science of Happiness with Lori Santos. Now, this one has a lot of points. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to refer to my notes because there's really good stuff that this lady said. And I was like, yo, I'm going to write that down. But The Science of Happiness was actually something that I was interested in watching or listening to because of the fact that I was thinking about happiness as an overall concept. Because, I mean, if we're doing Be Better Month, how to be better, be happy. And how do I be happy? Exactly. What is that? And then obviously Science of Happiness, that works out. There's a science, it's happiness, I'm in. So that's why I picked it. And yeah, like there's some real genuine points in here, but the thing I hate about all of these is it feels like stuff you know. Like it feels like stuff that you should already know and is ingrained in you, but you just needed someone to say to you so that you recognize it. And yeah, that's pretty much the point she raised. But it's kind of nice for someone to put it into words that feel like, okay, my feelings are my feelings and they're relevant or whatever it is. So yeah, one thing that is cool that she had mentioned was happiness is lost in comparison. So it's even scientifically proven by monkeys in an actual like science experiment that they did, where a monkey was perfectly happy with what they had and they were perfectly content. But the minute they saw their stuff next to another monkey stuff that seemed like more or more tasty or juicy or whatever it is. In this case, it was fruit. They were mocked as more less happy. Like they were unhappy as a result of seeing what they could or in comparison to another monkey. And I mean, come on now. The science is the science. So it just goes to show when you're comparing yourself to someone else or something else, or you're comparing what you have against something else, you can be markedly less happy just simply because of the fact that it sows discontentment. It sows thinking less of what you have. So that is something to just kind of ponder as well, as she mentioned. And then the thing that I think sat in my brain longer out of the rest of the points, and there's a lot of points, but the one that really sat with me that I don't think I ever recognized is feeling bad is an indicator that something is wrong. And I never fully understood that, like, that concept until I properly thought about and played with this in my head. Where the thing about feeling bad, personally, I'm not one of those people that sits in my bad feelings. I don't know how to sit in my bad feelings. It's a thing. It's an emotional maturity point I do not have. I'm very good at being like, cool, I felt it, now what? You know, I move on, I continue, I push. And the thing that she's pointing out where she says a bad feeling is an indicator that something is wrong is she unpacks that by saying that you also need to sit in the bad for a second so that you can figure out what it is that is wrong before you move on and try and change or fix or whatever it is. I think I just skip the sit-in part and go straight to the change. And I have now realized that that doesn't work simply because of the fact that I'm going to run ahead and fix what I think should be fixed as opposed to the thing that if I had sat in it and actually thought through it, would realize needed to be fixed. So I fixed what I wanted to, not what I needed to. That type of vibe. So that is just something to think about, which blew my mind. And maybe it's a simple concept and maybe you get it. Don't judge me. I'm growing. But yeah. Another thing that she spoke about was money. So she actually said that it's scientifically proven that money can make you happy when you're in need. But the minute you have enough money for what you need, it stops affecting your happiness. At that point, you're just having money for money's sake. And I'm like, that goes against everything that is telling me I'd rather be crying in a Ferrari. Okay? I'm just saying. It goes against my thinkings and my ponderings on life. Just make me wealthy. Let me see. You don't know. Maybe I need to be rich. You don't know? But she makes points where she literally says, if you have more than you need to sustain your life, then money stops affecting your happiness, which I was like, okay, fine. Come at us, why don't you? But yeah, that's something interesting that she also mentioned. And then she speaks about the fresh start effect. So in my previous episode, I spoke about making things new and constantly living in a state, well, not constantly living in a state of new, but constantly seeing the new in everything or trying to experience something new. And she's talking in this specific instance about the fresh start effect, which is the effect that we all have when we have a new birthday, enter into a new year, where time is markedly new and you're walking into a new phase, time, or whatever it is. And that is when you want to make big changes, you want to, you know, be someone different or whatever it is. And the issue is, she's saying there's nothing wrong with that. The issue is actually the choice of things we choose to change as opposed to the change itself. Because some people are like, ugh, I tried doing the whole I'm going to lose all these kgs at the beginning of the year thing. It doesn't work. I'm just not going to have any resolutions. And she's saying have resolutions, but have resolutions that are deeper, more important. Don't make it external things. And also have grace for yourself. Like, be able to pay attention to what it is you actually need. Like, the things that you should be changing are how much nicer you're going to be to yourself, or how you talk to yourself in the new year, as opposed to changing what you look like on the outside. It's tricky. This one is tricky because I'm just like, but things, if I do things, I'll feel better. But yeah, that's not the vibe. So the next time you have the new start effect of any new thing, your next birthday, your next year, whatever it is, try asking yourself what deep and intrinsic thing you can actually change that will affect how you move through life in general, as opposed to whatever goal you're trying to achieve. Because that will actually be better for you in the long term, especially for your happiness.
So that was cool. And then she said, there's a couple ways to be happier as a person. And they're actually quite simple. I was like, this doesn't feel that deep, but you know, I don't know. People's lives are people's lives. Social connections. So this one was actually quite interesting. She said that having a connection with somebody else or interacting with somebody else is actually very good for you. It automatically raises your happiness. Instead of when you're feeling down and you're feeling bad, going into a corner and just sitting in it and marinating in it. Yes, obviously feel bad, but talking to someone, stepping outside of that bubble actually helps. So talk to someone the next time you feel bad, but someone you like, of course. Don't talk to some random nonsense person. Talk to someone. The next thing is being other focused. I was confused by this one, but apparently it's a thing. Being focused on other people, or she even said that people who spend time helping others are markedly more happy. And I was like, oh, okay. So like, yeah, giving to charity actually does help you with your happiness. Who knew? And be present. So this also speaks to the feeling bad thing. Being present means being present in every part of your life. Every piece, every pondering, every whatever it is. Because being present makes you recognize where you're at, and only after you recognize where you're at are you able to step forward. Because knowing where you are is knowing what you have before you walk into the great unknown, which is tomorrow. It's crazy how tomorrow actually is a great unknown. I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow, but like, you know, I hope I will be. But anyway, sorry, that's another tangent I would go on. And then finding novelty, which is one that I had pointed out in my last episode. Finding novelty, finding new things to appreciate about the life that you have. You'll find that there's a lot of things you don't appreciate anymore, or a lot of things that you don't look at the way you used to, just simply because of the fact that it's become the norm, it's become day to day, it's become just, you know, whatever. But yeah, look at the things that you have and actually look at them and be thankful for them as well, because gratefulness is also part of finding novelty. Oh, actually, no, sorry, that's the next point. But yes, so finding novelty and then there's gratefulness. So being grateful for the things you have. Don't just look at them and be like, oh, that's cool again. But also be grateful for those things, because gratefulness also markedly gives you more happiness. And then there is, oh yes, mind hitches. So this one I wanted to chat to because I was like, dang, okay, fine. Mind hitches is pretty much how she describes the things that we use as vices to get through dark times. And she says that there are some things you do need to break and habits you need to break, because every time you feel however you feel and it's bad or whatever it is, you run to things that aren't necessarily good for you. And when we say good for you, is they might be fine in sheer concept. It might just be watching TV or whatever it is. But rather break out of those mind hitches and stretch yourself in a way that, okay, let me spend time doing something that is also good for me, even though I'm feeling bad. So meditate, exercise, all those things. Look, the exercise one, I was like, that's how big exercise gets you. Exercise sucks. Ain't nobody tell you lies. People say they enjoy exercise. I don't trust. I just don't. I understand the endorphins at the end, but the actual process. Respect me. But anyway, that's my own just side story. Anyway, so that's that. And then also, there was a couple pushbacks. So she is a lecturer at Stanford, I think. Yeah, she's a lecturer at one of these big fancy universities. And her students, who are a lot of like economic students and whatever, just push back on some of these points. Well, people in general push back on some of these points. And some of the pushback was actually quite interesting. And I wanted to kind of read you guys some of the feedback or like the points that she had as pushback and her answers to them. One of them was, if working towards something gives you a sense of purpose, then why do I need to sit in anything? Which spoke to me. But yeah, and she's like, if you're not taking moments to stop and enjoy, then it will never be in, like, it'll be never ending. You'll constantly be on the move, expecting that happiness will be found in the thing that is in the future, as opposed to in what you have right now. And what if you never reach that future? Or what if you stay in that state for so long that by the time you reach the thing that you thought would make you happy, it doesn't make you happy anymore? So, you know, it's about the journey. I struggle to kind of wrap my head around this concept personally. It's just the thing that I'm just like, I'm good when I have things that I'm planning for. I am. But she makes points there. It's fine to work towards something, but you need to be listening to your body and mind and listening to where you're at now so that you are better for the thing you're working towards. And I was like, fine, come at me. But yeah. And then another one was, it kind of links to the same thing. Why must I live in negative emotions? And the answer is as simple as that. If you feel bad, something is wrong, which means something needs to change. It's not necessarily change in the future or whatever, or big leaps and bounds, but if I'm feeling uncomfortable right now, I need to recognize I feel uncomfortable right now and change my position. It's as simple as that. And it's in those tiny little moves of recognizing the bad at the time that it feels bad, that you don't add it all up and eventually feel bad in a big way that feels insurmountable. Like you can't attack this mountain of sad or like bad. I'm not trying to rhyme, but here I am, cat in a hat, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. And then also the last one was, isn't it selfish to be so self-involved in a world where there's so much going on? Because obviously a lot of this is self-work. And her answer to that is, the happiest people, or the people who make the biggest change in the world, are people who take care of themselves first. They have the emotional bandwidth to actually make change. Like, the happiest people are ones who put on their own mask before they put on the mask of the children or the person sitting next to them. So think about it that way. Whenever you're sitting there feeling like, oh, do I have to be this self-focused and doing this much self-work or whatever it is? It's not selfish. It's just making sure that you have enough to be you or do the thing that you want to do. Honestly, what I learned from this episode, which was kind of big and pressing to me, is this is what I'm trying to put into action, is sitting in my funk. If I'm feeling bad, if I'm feeling some kind of way, I gotta sit in it, I gotta recognize it, and I have to let it be what it needs to be and figure out what it is that doesn't work. And if you do it in small enough increments, as I said, it never builds the mountain that you now feel you cannot climb. So that's my opinion. I'm not a scientist. I'm not accredited on any of this. I'm just saying those are the thoughts that occurred to me at the time that I listened to this podcast. So yeah, I hope you guys can also feedback and tell me what you think. I already told you how I'm feeling and how this month has actually, you know, been great for me. I mean, granted, I've listened to a lot of these podcasts and I've listened to a lot more episodes than the ones that I've spoken about, but I think the thing that's really great about Be Better Month is the fact that be better is not necessarily be best or do completely everything to change everything, but it's just taking one tiny little step to being just a better you. And if I say a better you, it doesn't have to be marked for everybody else to see, but better you for you. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's the reason we went on this journey this month, because you're here and we're going on the journey together. So yeah. For consistency, I'm going to go back to the quote that I mentioned in every episode. And the quote, one more time, for the sake of Be Better Month, is, without knowledge, action is useless. Knowledge without action is futile. So I hope that you take all of these episodes that we've done this month and gone back and listened to one of the podcasts. It doesn't have to be the episodes I chose specifically, but I hope it's episodes that you are caught by when going to these podcasts and you do something as a result of that. Like, I hope that it sparks something in you. If it just sparks a thought, then you are automatically better, I personally think, because at least you're thinking about it. And that is something that is important, I think. So yeah. Oh yes, and then another thing I actually wanted to, I wrote these down a while ago, but we're here. I was thinking about, what is knowledge? And knowledge obviously is just stuff that you pump at yourself. What is action? Action is doing things. And I'm just trying to figure out how much of this knowledge I have in my head am I actually using for action? Actual action. I said that a lot this time. Anyway, we're here. So yeah, please fill me in if you've listened to anything that's great that has been sparked by Be Better Month, any podcasts that you have maybe wanted me to listen to, or anything that you think might add to a little bit of what I've shared about myself during the course of this month. I really hope that you like what I've done this month. I hope that you like this format change, because it's been a lot. I've been nervous, but we're here and we're finished, and I'm going to continue to push myself, because at the end of the day, being better is not just doing things and saying that I'm going to be better, but it's on purpose.
trying to do better. So we're here, we're at the end of this month, and this is our journey, and I hope that you'll come back next month for whatever I choose to do for the month after. And there will be a guest, because I need to start interviewing people. You people are probably tired of seeing me in my new outfits every month, but yeah. So with that being said, please like, subscribe, point at the things that my editor will never put in. Like, subscribe, share, please send it to whoever it is, or just leave a comment. If I'm honest, I'd rather the few people who watch this talk to me as opposed to giving it to others. That's just me. I know I'm not supposed to say that. Please do share it, but legit, if you're listening to this or you're watching this, I really do just want to know what you think, because I care about you, because you took the time. And if you care enough to share it with someone else, that is a choice you make on your own. I personally just like the fact that you're here, and I'm grateful. So with that being said, APP for a better me, I love you for caring enough to share your ears and your eyes with me for however many minutes you've done it. And yeah, thank you again for watching and listening and being here with me on this journey. With that, guys, this has been a Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray this podcast and I live up to our potential. Be better.